Okay, welcome back to another episode of Untold Mysteries Out of Quarantine. My name is John Kulis, broadcasting live via Pal Talk. And thanks to the help of Donald Newsom and Seth, we are able to broadcast through Pal Talk Room and relay the audio to the stream. Today is August 25th, 2007, and you're listening to the Untold Mysteries Out of Quarantine on bbsradio.com every Saturday, live. At this moment, we're going to discuss something that I wish to discuss for a long time, is who the hell are you? Now, that's an obvious question, because a lot of people are wondering themselves on who are we, what are you? What is the true reason that you are here? Is it only to serve the New World Order agenda? I written once a text that's been uploaded to the BBS radio website, thanks to Gerard from the Netherlands, and his name is Obani in the chat. And I wrote in this, who are you? Who do you serve? Are you a slave to the New World Order? Or are you a truth seeker? Critical questier with endurance, who will not easily give up, who know how pseudo-skeptics and media tricks, mind games work. Are you a researcher for the whole truth, who knows that mostly we see a part of the often manipulated and twisted truth? Are you an independent detective-style investigator who knows that we are day by day influenced by powerful interest groups and multinationals, big corporations? Are you a concerned dissident scientist who knows that our so-called education system is subjective selection of those who are in power and they decide what you have to learn? I want to give a comment on that very issue about so-called education system. If you have to pass the test and do an exam, and let's say that you are 10 years ahead of time, that you are smarter than the system, then you will not pass this test. They actually give you a very low rating because, you know, you are ahead of time. So the problem is that we consider the so-called education system as free and the best we have, and it can serve us, you know, for the future, that you can, that you're prepared, that you can fit in the program. But that's the whole idea, you know, to put you in the system, the program, to be of service as long as you, you know, do the exam and do the test. And if you do well, you get a diploma or a certificate, or you get a PhD or whatever, and then you are called. Now they take me seriously because I have a degree on this. I'm a PhD that. But actually what it is, it's actually that you show the world how you are being programmed to copy what they tell you how to think and how to respond. You see what I mean? It has nothing to do with freedom. It has nothing to do with the unlimited potential we have and creativity. Because if you would use that, it could be that you will not pass the test. But maybe in the future you will, you know, 10 years in the future, ahead of time. If you are ahead of time, that will actually have a problem with the so-called exams and tests that you take. So there you go. In my opinion, most of the so-called education system is there to control the masses, in my opinion. But let's read further of my article that I've written. If you hear clicking sounds, I have no idea why this is happening, because I have my settings on my Windows to turn off those, you know, sound effects that you hear when you click on something, but somehow you hear click all the time. I have no idea why. Someone hacking my computer? I don't know, because it's turned off according to the settings of Windows. But let's continue to with my article that I wrote. This was in dedication, a tribute to Aaron Russo, who died today, 24 of August. He passed. Aaron Russo is a documentary maker. He will be very missed From Freedom to Fascism. That is his documentary. I wrote on the Digit. You know, if you go to Digit, you can actually vote for Aaron Russo to become higher in the top 100 of Digit. This is what I wrote. Aaron Russo, your fighting spirit will continue in all of us. You will not and will not diminish. You inspired also people who were in denial. But not after your excellent documentary, From Freedom to Fascism. Our team promoted that from the beginning it was released. I would love to interview you on my radio show, but it didn't happen. So you will be never being forgotten. So Aaron Russo is someone of the whistleblowers of Rockefeller, talking about how they want to microchip the masses and how to, what the agenda is of the New World Order, and talking about labor taxes is so-called illegal laws that is being created, or is even there is no law. There is even not a law. It's all that you allow it, that you give your money, your tax money, and there is no law that states it. So voluntarily you give up part of your law so that you have to pay the debt, artificial created debt made by the Federal Reserve, and that is a hoax. You just have to see that documentary, From Freedom to Fascism. What I like about that documentary is they start easy, simple, easygoing, walking in the street, doing some interviews with people on the street. What do you think if you don't have to pay taxes on your labor? And then, going easy with the documentary. So the way it's being presented is well done. And the longer you are into it, you want to know more. You get kind of hungry for more information. And then slowly you are being aware of you being screwed and that the government is like a mafia. They use mafia tactics, and they use, the police to enforce illegal laws. And you will hear that more and more and often, that the police is not there to protect you, but to serve the New World Order more and more. They are going to actually promote and protect illegal created laws, unconstitutional laws. Just study the Patriot Act 1 and 2, and you will just understand that the mighty power of the police will is not there to protect you, but is there to serve their masters. And when do people see that? When do people wake up to that point that you realize they are not to serve us anymore? They just have an agenda to serve. I'm going to read slow also in the camera. Sorry, I'm read in the chat. If someone raises the hand, you can are able to respond in live in the radio show because I'm relaying the audio from the Paltalk room. So if you raise your hand, you can comment anytime. Before you're going to give any kind of comments on the radio show, please state who you are, where you're coming from, before you're going to talk. Because otherwise it gets sometimes confusing. Because if you ask me a question and next after you someone else comes, then it gets confusing. So you have to state who you are first and where you're calling from, or not calling from, where you're talking from, because you're using Paltalk now. But in the Paltalk room, you can actually join us. Go install the messenger for free. Go to paltalk.com, install the messenger, look for social issues for this room, and go to subsection other. There you can find this room called Untold Mysteries Out of Quarantine on BBS Radio. Okay, let's continue with my article that I wrote. The article is, who the hell are you? Are you a non-conformistical field worker who knows that discoveries can change the world may not be for the benefits of the New World Order agenda? Are you an explorer in a difficult, controversial subject who knows that revolutionary ideas and concepts are mostly standard, rejected first, and to be accustomed by a new generation of people? Are you an adventurer with guts who digs deep into the unseen worlds? Who knows that sometimes if you take a risk, you feel that you are alive? And positive coincidences are not rare in your journey in the search for the whole truth. Are you a tracker for lost or hard to get information? You know, or are you looking for key people? Who knows that we are not alone in this quest for true freedom and real freedom? Another question. Are you a deprogrammer of the mind-controlled society? That sounds kind of silly, but it isn't. It isn't silly. A deprogrammer of the mind-controlled society who knows that day by day we are bombarded with useless information, not making us better, you know, to create real independent independency for multinationals and their puppet masters. Are you a smart whistleblower who knows that fear is a mind trap? Fear can also stagnate your potentials. Exercise and practice your own intuition and use it more often instead of being trapped in fear. Are you a real concerned autonomous autodidact? Now, that's a difficult word, autodidact. It means that you are learning by doing things. And you are autonomous. That means that you are independent in doing things by learning by doing things instead of talking about it. Who knows that what you get is what you give, including your concerns. If you are concerned and connected and you are you want to get involved, then you attract people doing the same. If you are actually apathic, you attract people doing that too. You will be remirrored in your behavior. So if no one is concerned about you, it's probably because you are radiating apathy yourself. So it's all in the face. You know, you are mirrored back in your behavior. Are you a clever alarmist who use the media as a tool to protect yourself? Now, this wisdom comes from William Cooper, but he's shot dead anyway. Man, you know, but that's a long story. Mainstream media is not only bad or only good, it's just a mirror of who we, society, or most of the people, conveniently let others decide what is news. The convenience syndrome. Time to wake up. Attention, if you said once yes to all those questions of the above, then you are the one. The one that can change the world as a co-creator, being a part of a huge network of independent, autodidact, autonomous, key people network from all walks of life, including the deep insiders who are fed up, you know, and they become white moles installed like Trojan horses waiting for a signal. Are you feeling powerless? But are you? Are you powerless? What will happen if 100 different types of heretical, dissident, rebellious key people, it's about approximately 10% of the world, that could be 600 million potential rebels, will join the quest for wisdom with no need for any kind of violence, pure empowering our own minds, demanding our right for real free speech, and that works only through real freedom of choice. And that can only work with real freedom of information. What will happen if 100 different types of heretical, dissident, rebellious types, like people who are going to infiltrate the biggest cult on the planet, the society itself, like a huge matrix, a mind prison, what will happen if 100 different types of heretical, dissident, rebellious key people infiltrate all walks of life, religions, political movements, governments, military power structures, educational systems, all types of mainstream media, industries, and the pharmaceutical mafia? They all are like Trojan horses waiting for a signal to, you know, to expose them, because they're also fed up with being a puppet of that system. All of them, 100% for sure, have a positive moles amongst themselves, installed like Trojan horses, waiting for a signal. This is, in my opinion, one of the biggest fears of the puppet masters, the world elite, that they lose total control because of it, because they are exposed from the inside, not from the outside going in, but from the inside out. That is why they need a super high-tech Echelon Big Brother surveillance system to track possible dissidents in an early stage. So the reason that we have Big Brother is also to track dissident thought, the thought police. You know, that they are looking for a thought police, that they want to control people and can calculate the behavior if people are not supporting the New World Order system. They call those dissidents probably disloyal, traitors, betrayers, unpatriotic, etc. But actually, at the end, most of these dissidents are true heroes, because they take the risk of being to get killed or to lose their jobs or, you know, have severe problems with their family and so forth. Please be always aware that not all of the running elite have to be bad or manipulators. Some of them are victims of their own belief systems and have not yet seen the alternative viewpoints. If you behave radical towards them, you probably be ignored and not heard. The real battle is the power of the mind, whether we use it or not. Realize that everyone, including the people who are inside the elitist power structures, can have a change in their lives for whatever reason. That could be that, you know, there's a death in the family, or you have a near-death experience, or you have a UFO encounter. There could be many, many reasons why someone from the inside is totally fed up with it and, you know, wants to leave or wants to change or want to expose from within. Not that they will easily admit it to the outside world. You probably see a mask, a wall that they have to play to survive. Some leaked out information come from those peoples, those insiders, real insiders who are in self-doubt of their role and place. But just maybe it's fate. It's just fate that they are there. Please do not judge too fast how the role is played, but rather try to make contact with people, with the person behind the mask, and you will see that there are much more allies than you ever can imagine. 100 different types of key people waiting for a signal. Mavericks, unorthodox, irregulars, underground networkers, resistance, oppositions, renegades, freedom fighters, revolutionists, radicals, subverts, opponents, adversaries, resistors, obstructors, and the list goes on and on and on. Provocatives, debaters, controversialists, challengers, demanders. I mean, I made 100 different types of key people waiting for a signal to, you know, that to say enough is enough. I'm not going to read them all. Whistleblowers, pressure groups, you name it. About 600 million potential rebels, 10% of the Earth, waiting for a signal. And it is important that this signal must come from the heart, with honest concern for all people, with no hidden agendas, 100% transparency, and no need to oppose or manipulate anyone in any way. There's no need to have power over someone else, because if you do so, you actually make a statement that you don't have it. So first you have to empower yourself first, and then by being that, you can actually have a more better impact on your reality, on your surroundings. So there is no need to have a group behavior, or that you have to join a movement of any kind. You just be. You just do what you have to do. That is the most powerful change we can create on the planet, not to join anything. The problem is, if you join anything, then you let other people decide your fate and how to think and how to behave. So, but let's continue with this message. Especially not in anger or in fear-based mindset, because that creates only an extra excuse for the manipulators to have even more power tools to be installed. so-called Safe Big Brother super civilian society, where everybody is happy with the status quo. Welcome to the undemocratic New World Disorder, where most mainstream media puppets will help to explain, or resell, a new stricter, more rigorous laws, draconian laws, for so-called much safer and a brave world. Do not be too surprised that the new European Constitution of Europe were made by people from Freemasons, Bilderbergers, the Council on Foreign Relations, and so forth, secret societies, so that you can actually do some research in who created the so-called new constitution, who are behind it, who are the architects of the New World Order, stepping stone, you know, how to prepare humankind to accept a new, different kind of laws, who are actually unconstitutional on purpose because they have another agenda. Politicians come and go, but most of the totalitarian laws stays. You see what I mean? Listen to this. Listen to this. Politicians come and go, but most of the totalitarian-like laws stays. Most intelligence agencies and military and police are not trained to think about this concept. They're only there to, you know, obey. Don't think for yourself, because that has consequences. So police are not serving us anymore. They're serving the New World Order agenda because the laws, the totalitarian laws, are in place and they need someone to enforce it. To obey the laws of the intelligence agency, military, police system, there's no space for real democratic principles. It's almost a state within a state. To be 100% loyal and always obey the chain of command in its hierarchical structure is the same basis of a police state and a Nazi behavior. To rebel against that kind of power, you need a total different approach. Here is my fearless and hopeful signal from the heart to all potential heretical, dissident, rebellious types to the people. Self-education, self-empowerment is the key to freedom. What will happen if 100 different types of heretical, dissident, rebellious people will listen to this concept? Educate yourself about suppressed inventions and suppressed cures. Educate yourself about Nikola Tesla or top100energy.com. Learn about how they can actually manipulate the weather and produce water. Combine that technology with something that is very not known for a lot of people. They can actually create an oasis in the desert in Africa if they want to. They have the technology to do so. You know, there's this super absorbers, they call it. Did you know there's a plant in Africa, an Africa flower called ibogaine, that can you can get rid of any kind of physical addictions and dependency without painful withdrawal symptoms? Did you know that? Any kind of alcohol, caffeine, cocaine, nicotine, all what drug addicts have, the problem of getting rid of it, you have this withdrawal symptoms. But you don't have to feel that withdrawal symptoms if you really want to stop using it. Go to ibogaine.org and you will find out that why they suppress this. They rather have you hooked on this old kind of nicotine, alcohol, because and heroin and cocaine and you name it. They did some testing on animals with good results in the Netherlands, by the way, and it's been suppressed. It's even on the television being explained, on Dutch national television, they explained that they had good results. There was only one mistake made. Someone had an overdose of ibogaine, and because of that someone died, they decided to stop doing research into this. And that's weird, because there are many examples of the pharmaceutical mafia making mistakes, and they still get fundings. Now, why is it that we have a very special discovery, you know, that you can get rid of any kind of addiction, physical dependency, painful withdrawal symptoms people have when they have any kind of drug addiction, that they don't want to do the research further. Even it was extremely promising, and go there, go to the website, educate yourself about this. What will happen if people read about car engine running on water using ultrasonic waves and making a different type of high efficient electrolysis? There's a long story to that, but there are many different types of breakthroughs in car engines. For a long time, it has been suppressed, but thanks to the internet networks, it's not able to suppress it anymore. Now they're going to only debunk it. That's all rubbish and nonsense. But meanwhile, you can see the evidence for yourself. What about research in many, many cures for viruses, cancers, and AIDS using ozone and oxygen therapies? That is also be viciously attacked. If you do research into that, fascinating, if you do some research. What about Rife microscope and the frequency generator? What about transducers using certain very high sound waves of over 280 decibels can clean the air, including, and this is important, not only can they clean the air of pollutants, they can also clean with these frequencies and very loud transducers, they can actually also make heavy metals go down and being less harmful for you. So there are so many different types of answers. Hemp revolution, for instance. Just Google video hemp revolution, H-E-M-P revolution. Study the website projectsensor.org. Study stevia, versus aspartame. Study the fluoride deception. Study how healing becomes a crime documentary. It's a very important documentary, How Healing Becomes a Crime. Very powerful documentary. And the list goes on and on and on. The reason that I talk about this is that most people who are into conspiracies or are into attacking the New World Order agenda, they sound like fanatics who are blind and they only want to shout and scream and being angry and upset and mad as hell. But they don't offer solutions. They only are just upset and angry. So that's the wrong idea about conspiracy researchers, is that they, on purpose, have this one-sided view of a conspiracy researcher, is that they only are a fanatic, blind, like the blinders that we have and use, and then we are not into real debates or not able to learn anything new. We are just focusing on exposing the New World Order and that's it. It's not true. I've seen many different types of exposers or whistleblowers and people, researchers exposing the New World Order agenda who are actually quite positive and optimistic. So it's a misconception of people that they think that conspiracy researcher must be pessimists. It's not true. Yes, indeed, if you listen to all those very confrontational information, you get pessimistical. Yes, I understand. But there's equally amount of positive information out there for you for the taking. And you just have to go out of your couches, comfortable couches, and research it. I'm going to read the text in chat of Bell Talk. Rolf Nader was a whistleblower in the 60s. Indeed, yes, I heard about that. But Rolf Nader is also financed, according to Alex Jones, by the same puppet masters that is promoting the New World Order agenda. But I don't know if it's true. But if you're going to study who is financing who, that's the problem with whistleblowers, that they think in the need of their goals, they need to be financed. And then you're going to discover from, okay, where do you get your money from? And then you will see that the one who's financing it are not necessarily that nice. And I sincerely have this question to every whistleblower and every alarmist, like Alex Jones. he is being accused being being supported by the Jesuits or the Jesuit order. You just Google video it, and you know, Google video, YouTube, and type in Alex Jones connection to the Jesuit order. As you know, he's a Christian and promotes the Christian worldview, and he sees through the glasses of a Christian, of course. So you have to realize if it's true that he is actually being supported by the Jesuit order. Just read the book called Vatican Assassins. You can do some research about that. So I have a microphone for Judith 64. She is holding, raising their hands, her hand. She has a blue nickname, so I guess she's serious. State your name and place, please, before you're going to talk. Introduce yourself a bit, and then you can Judith unraised her hand. Okay. Judith, do you wish to talk? Do you wish to use the mic? Then please tell me a yes or no, because you unraised your hand again. I'm wondering. I changed my mind. Okay. She's nervous. I'm going to make a special on secret societies and the Jesuit order coming Sunday on Untold Mysteries Radio, together with Paula and together with Imalek 100, Charlie Giuliani. We're going to make a special on secret societies and the Jesuit order and the Vatican assassins. So, okay, Ghost of Steel 19, please state your name and where you're coming from before you're going to talk. You know, short introduction, and then I give the mic to you now. Here we go, on Pal Talk.
Now I'm Ghost of Steel 19. Hey, folks. Hey, John. You were talking about these frequencies. Could you come up to the mic and tell us more about these frequencies, the frequency, the machine that produces frequencies, frequency generator? Could you tell us more about the frequency generator and what it does?
I'm not an expert in it. Everybody can just Google Royal Wife machine frequency generators. There are many more and more web pages talking about that every disease is like a crystal. A virus can be like a there is a certain frequency that destroy cancer cells, and cancer cells is a form of a crystal. And if you have this, the unique resonance, it can actually destroy cancer cells through resonance of certain frequencies. Certain frequencies can be make you nauseous, make you sick, but the opposite is also happening. Certain frequencies can boost your immune system, for instance. So there are frequencies that can actually make you sick, and there are frequencies that can actually boost you. But you have to just Google... the wife, royal wife, the exact name is, I have it here someplace, how to say the exact name. It's very fascinating because more and more is coming out. I mean, I've known about this, about the royal wife frequency generator. I have this program that you can actually produce those frequencies on your computer as well with the list of diseases attached to it. So what I can do is I can promise within 2 days, I put it on my webpage, that you can download this program, including visual frequencies, not only that you can hear it, but you can also see it, the colors, you can install the colors, and you can have these flashing lights. You can actually induce certain state of alpha waves, beta waves, theta waves, but also waves to heal certain diseases as well. So this frequency list that I found, including this program that generates the frequencies, I will make it available for free. So the Wife microscope and the frequency generator will be available. Not the microscope, but the frequency generator will be available. And we did a special on the Wife microscope with all those evidence of people acknowledge, doctors acknowledge Wife, his work. With all the evidence of that he discovered something very important, that you can actually cure cancer in the 30s. In the early 30s, it was mainstream news. It was headline news. And then suddenly, you are not allowed to discuss it in the media. You're not allowed to, you know, talk about it anymore. It has been suppressed. So there was a time before the Second World War breakout that Wife Machine, the Wife Microscope, and the frequency generator had successfully healed cancer or cured cancer and has been suppressed. And then you have to ask yourself why. Okay, I give the mic to Ghost of Steel.
Yes, Ghost of Steel here again. I was just wondering if certain frequencies could prevent you from getting cancer or can cure cancer. Also, is it true that certain frequencies could cause cancer? And are you speaking of frequencies as far as sound, or are you speaking of frequencies as such as vibrations? There's a lot of ways you could speak about frequencies. There's a lot of variations of frequencies. As a musician, can I myself manufacture frequencies that will do the same?
No, I think it has to do with again, resonance. So, indeed, it can also have a bad effect. Frequencies can have a very bad effect upon your life. You just study microwaves. Did you know that if you have microwave food, some of this spectrum is still radiating after it's been, you know, this special short spectrum of frequencies is being used to boil water or to steam, and the steam coming to about and having this energy of microwaves are still radiating if you eat it. Microwave food is not healthy. It's actually is an attack on your immune system. So if you feel exhausted, if you feel drained out of your energy, that your energy is drained, it could be very well because you ate microwave food. So there are many examples of frequencies having a bad effect upon our lives and our immune system. Not to talk about the transmitters being used near schools, and that the whole school complains in the Netherlands that they have nausea, they have headaches, they have sleeping problems at the moment that they install the transmitters, transmitting microwave technology as well. You know, to have this UMTS technologies. Have a next generation of mobile networks of frequencies, and there's a huge debate in the Netherlands that why is it that it is prohibited in Sweden and England to install those transmitters near schools, and they do it in the Netherlands. So there is always a relationship between certain frequencies, and there are many different types of frequencies. Even the ELF, the extreme low frequency waves, can have an impact on our lives. The woodpecker, for instance, in Russia, is happening, is done by the Americans as well. There is a kind of certain frequencies that is in the same range of the brain waves. And therefore, you can induce that people are getting you know, more and more docile, more that they obey government and that they are not wanting to rebel anymore. So there is a relationship between behavior and certain frequencies. I give the mic to Ghost of Steel again.
John, I don't know if you noticed, but when you turn your radio on in certain areas where there's, you know, electrical wiring, you turn an AM radio station on, you'll get a buzz, like a... And it will overcome the radio broadcast as interference. It would come right over the radio broadcast. In these areas, there are higher forms of cancer. I noticed that than the areas where these radio waves are not electrical energy is not prevalent. Do these electrical waves, do these interferences have something to do with the frequencies and everything?
I think so, yes. I just read in the text, Judith 64, she said, love is all we need, no rebellious thoughts. there we have the thought police in the new age. You know, you're not allowed to feel emotions anymore of pain and suffering. There are so many ways of people being attacked, you know, through the water that is polluted, through the air that is polluted, bombardments of electrosmog. There are so many examples of suppressed discoveries on the side effects for instance, the vaccinations and what they put into in vaccinations. If we want to be like sheeple and say everything is love and nice and everything is wonderful and we have flowers, and meanwhile you are hurting your baby, you're hurting your children, not to educate yourself from that you are poisoning them. You see, you can be love and kindful to them, but meanwhile you are taking the poison in. You see what I mean? So what is the point of being always in love with everything that is when you're being attacked, you know, on all levels, on frequencies, on food, on water, on and it's all unnecessary. There's no need. There's no need of pollution. There's no need of, there's so much suppressed. And because of the majority do not educate themselves to empower oneself, they let other people decide their fate. That is not a sign of love. A true love is that you actually are committed to express when you are confronted with disharmonious energies around you. If something is disharmonious and you want to be in harmony again, it will not happen by saying, oh, well, it's okay. I love you for anyway if you poison me. You see, this is ridiculous. It's so ridiculous that why should you love someone that is poisoning you systematically? And there are even hard evidence that they want to decimate the earth. They want to only have 10% of the earth and 90% must be eradicated. And if you think that is hilarious to think that that's possible, you know, that, gosh, if that is true, that there is a genocide going on, I thought we learned our lessons of the Second World War, you know, and we learned our lessons, what happened during the Nazis. That will have never happen again. No way. We are now much nicer. We are more civilized. We are more educated. We have the internet. We have a democracy. We have freedom to speech. So why worry about, you know, all the things that John Kulis is talking about? Don't worry too much. You know, everything is peace and everything is love. Oh, my God. Okay, I give the mic to Ghost of Steel.
Well, I disagree with that, Joan. The Muslims are not nicer. As far as the Muslims are concerned, they want to see us all perish off the planet, off the earth. They want to kill us all. But that's another subject. Hey, there's a simple way to achieve that. All you have to do is build blow up a bunch of nuclear bombs, and the 10% of the people just hide in their shelters. And that's how you get the 90% of the population being wiped off the planet Earth. But that 10% is still in the shelter, and they're safe, and they got food, and they're rich, and they could do this, and they could do that. They're doing that now without a nuclear bomb. Financially, if you don't have money, you're not a free man. You're not free without money. No one is free without money. America is the land of the free, but if you don't have any money, you're not free. You either get put in jail or you're an outcast, or there's no freedom without money. Anyway, they're doing that to us now. There's nothing new about that. Only they're not killing us. They're slowly killing us.
Yes, I have to respond to Prime Creator and God and who is God. Some people are completely happy that they are being told how to think about who is God, you know? So someone will explain to you who is God, and then you will definitely believe that, you know? What about that the Prime Creator is way too big for any religion? Any religion. It's way too big. And if you try to describe it, then you use your own limitations and project your limitation upon something that is indescribable. So, and then you have someone on this earth who claims to be in contact with God, and we'll summarize it in words, in spoken language. What it is a limitation in itself, of course. It's a trap. Language is a trap, in my opinion. It sets boundaries and limitations upon ourselves. So when we are having someone who's in contact with the divine, who's actually a symbol of infinitive of creativity, a symbol of omnipotential everything, you see what I mean? And then you have religion. And in my opinion, it's man-made manipulation with a human agenda. I will repeat that. Almost all religions is a man-made manipulation with a human agenda. It has nothing to do with the true prime creator that is so big and so huge beyond our comprehension. That is, to even try to describe it is a waste of energy. The only thing what you can do is saying, okay, I know there is something so big that we cannot comprehend, that I can actually tap into the infinitive of creativity that is out there for the reaching. If you can use it, your potentials, and want to be of service to others from the heart, using your creativity and creative potential, and just be, instead of worrying too much about how you have to describe it and where you have to belong to and who you have to believe or not to believe. You see, as long as you can give that authority away to someone else and they will tell you how to think and how to interpret God, then when things go wrong, you can always blame them. Yeah, but I was told this and this and this. It's a part of me. Where's your own responsibility in this? You see what I mean? I have no, that I say, okay, I understand that you have to give up your authority, give up your critical thinking, and just let other people decide your fate. I do not understand that concept, why people need to do this, to give their own authority away to someone else. And they call it God, but it is an interpretation of someone else that you have to trust that is the only correct one. Oh my God, come on. There is a T-shirt that says, "Please God, save us from religion." So I think there is a prime creator that created everything, and everything that comes from it is of it. Now a lot of people don't get this message because it's too big for your mind. But say this slowly to yourself. I wish that all religions, including the Muslims, including the Jews, the Christians, the people in India, Hindus, they slowly state this. The prime creator created everything, and everything that comes from it is of it. And repeat this over and over again. The prime creator created everything, and everything that comes from it is of it. And then they all together come to the same conclusion. Hey, wait a minute. This is interesting. Oh, this is but most people are so focused on this only one thing, only one interpretation, and then your whole fate is connected to that decision, that you give your authority away to that person that will interpret for you, that will think for you how to interpret things. Okay, here's Ghost of Steel again.
Well, Ghost of Steel again here. Well, the infinite can understand the finite, but the finite can never understand the infinite. And we're all infinite. I mean, we're all finite, I'm sorry. We're all finite human beings. We're not infinite. So this is why we cannot understand God, because we're just mere finite human beings. And as far as the language there, man created language. Men created language, and the way of speaking, and the way language makes words and meanings, and so. And man is very fallible. Man made computer too, and computers are fallible. You know? So the only thing that's infallible is an infinite being such as God. But we are very fallible as finite beings.
Yes. If we have a spark of a fire, then is that spark still the fire or not? Or do you say, no, if you have a spark of a fire, that is something else, that is not the fire anymore. Of course it's still the fire. The only thing is it has different effect on the moment that is being confronted with that moment where the sparks hit something else. And I see that we all are sparks of something bigger. And we actually, maybe the prime creator wants to investigate itself. It's kind of paradox. And how can you, if you are the first one, I'm not talking about a person, by the way, because a person is, again, way too limited, to project your own limitation upon what you think that it is. But let's say that energy that wants to explore itself have decided to have a big bang, and we are all part of that big bang. So maybe there was a very high intelligence race. I don't know what it was. I have no clue what it is. And they were so bored because they can snap in the fingers and everything happens. There's no challenge into that. Then they decided to blew them up, and then we are pieces of that big bang because we have the potential to start all over again from scratch. And they actually appreciate certain temporarily amnesia, that we are not knowing who we are on purpose, so that we can have a journey of a quest of what are we? What can we do? Who are we really? Is our soul older than the human flesh? I think so. I think our soul is all older. Therefore, what is the reason that you have a temporarily amnesia about your origins? Why? That's an important question. Why have you chosen to have a temporarily amnesia about your origins of your soul? Why? Maybe because you don't like to be all-knowing, or that you have all the access to all of your past lives or wisdoms or knowledge of Atlantis and Lemuria and other, maybe other planets that you have lived before. Maybe it's too much to carry with you. Therefore, it's better to have a temporarily amnesia, to be more human and having an understanding of being limited. And from that point, you can serve better with others. It would be easy if you have access to all of that, but then you will not connect with the human race anymore because you are way too far ahead of time in awareness. So you will not connect with this reality anymore. You would want to leave if you have too much knowledge. So there is on purpose, you have a temporary amnesia about your origins. Think about that concept, that you chose to be ignorant about many things on purpose. I think it's a state of mind that we actually embrace. That's the reason we love to have a journey, to have a adventure, to discover. How can you discover something if you already know it all? So it's getting boring, if you know it all. So maybe we appreciate some kind of ignorance and some kind of not knowing of your origins. Now, I have to wrap it up. It's a heavy topic today, I know. Coming Sunday, I will do a special on secret societies and the Jesuit order connected to the Alex Jones, if he's a whistleblower who is being financed by the Jesuit order. If that is true, we want to discuss this. So my name is John Kulis from the Netherlands. You can actually go to my webpage called unexplained.eu. EU stands for Europe, so unexplained.eu or untoldmysteries.com. Untold is, of course, and most of the time not being told in the media. And a mystery is more than one, untoldmysteries.com. And there you can see all about me and our team. Okay, all the best. And now I give the mic to Judith. One minute, and then we have to really wrap it up. Here's the mic to Judith.
Okay, it's very short. I keep asking you one thing. You say prime creator, and then you translate it to me. It's first creator. And I keep asking you, could it be a second one? Why do you use the term first creator? I mean, it implies there is A second, a third, possibly.
Yes, we all are co-creator of a very vast of possibilities. We are co-creators. We all together created thoughts and put it to action. And if you go into quantum physics, if you go into what the bleep do we know, and you're going to study The Secret and there are so many other documentaries talking about this very topic. We are all co-creators. Co-creators. So there was a prime creator, and then you have a large network of co-creators. Okay, thank you so much for all listening. I have to round it up now. I hope you enjoyed it. See you all. Bye-bye.